The NRCS is celebrating 90 years of soil conservation. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. This past Saturday marks the 90th anniversary of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. NRCS historian Shelby Calloway says that while April 27th, 1935 was the date Congress passed the legislation creating the NRCS predecessor as a permanent government agency.
That 90-year anniversary is important, but it doesn't really give the full picture because it's a longer history than that.
Calloway discusses the changes in the American landscape and how some specific events in American history led to the curiosity and consideration of soil conservation.
A lot of times we date the agency to 1935 because that's when it became a permanent agency in the USDA, and we say that it's kind of born out of the Dust Bowl, but that's not entirely accurate. I think it's better to say maybe it's born during the Dust Bowl, but it's conceived much earlier than that. I think you can go back to like 1890 is when the Census Bureau proclaimed the frontier in the United States over. Back when land was cheap and sometimes even free thanks to the Homestead Act and labor was expensive, it didn't always make a lot of economic sense for farmers to spend time improving or conserving their land. Instead, you can kind of do what you want, and then if your farm isn't very productive anymore, move on. And you can't really do that anymore when there's nowhere to move on to left. In 1894 is when the USDA created a Division of Agricultural Soils to kind of examine the nation's soil resources more closely.
The growing awareness of soil conservation and its importance led to research and conservation practices and the development of USDA entities in these areas. Those movements were led by famous conservationists such as Hugh Hammond Bennett, who was head of some of the earliest NRCS agencies. And there is a little history lesson for you on the beginnings of what we now call the NRCS office. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.